This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. Dorian is still churning up the Atlantic coast, and while many areas were spared, flash flooding sent quickly rising waters into homes on Ocracoke Island this morning. Hundreds of people may still be trapped, and officials are urging people to get to high ground, although the National Weather Service says the waters there have begun to recede. Governor Cooper said this morning that communication is limited and rescuers are going to have a hard time reaching the island. Joining us now is Teresa Ray. She's a commercial fisherman and a volunteer firefighter in Ocracoke. Teresa, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Hey, no worries, man.
I understand that you are currently at the fire station in Ocracoke. What's the scene like there?
People are starting to trickle in. There's several commercial fishermen going out doing house-to-home rescues. A few people have been stuck in the attic. We have gotten to them. It's totally flooded. It's crazy. I've never seen this. I've been here since 97.
And you say this is the worst flooding. This is the worst flooding you've seen there in that 20-some years.
Yes.
It's interesting because you thought the worst was over, right? And then came the flash floods. Tell us what happened.
We went through the eye of the storm briefly. I'm not sure the time, maybe 7:30-ish. I was centrally located in the village, and then I left to go to my house. And by the time I got to my house, within 5 minutes, there was 4 feet of water in my yard. And then it kept on rising. It's about 3 feet inside the house. I had to go retreat to the upstairs, and luckily, another commercial fisherman, I desperately called him, and he came and rescued me first. And then I just went and helped him with about 5 or 6 people. And then I've been staying at the station helping wherever I can, do whatever I can.
Well, tell us about those rescues. Where were people? What kind of condition were they in? And where were they?
They were in, of course, everything's low-lying around here. They were across from the Variety Store on West End Road. We rescued two elderly gentlemen and their dogs. They had to wade through about 4 feet of water to get into the boat. And, it's insane. I'm looking at the side of a trailer, a camper trailer right now, with the whole end of it blowed off.
Wow.
Cars flooded. Cars are floating. Crazy, man.
And a bit of a, as I say, and you must know, a bit of a surprise, because as you said, you were about to go home. You thought the worst was over. I guess this much had to do with an unfortunate timing with the floodwaters, the rain, and then high tide, right?
Yes, I guess about 7, like I said, 7:40-ish, the wind, came from the northeast, and that's where we started getting the flood. And it came down the road. It looked like a wall of water, just what they always say, coming right down the road. And a large tree went down my front yard, propane tank floating off. I'm going to try to make it back home to turn that gas off. But,
Any idea how many people might still be trapped?
I have no idea. We have many people. We have a deputy sheriff's going around in the giant trucks rescuing people, boats, whoever can get out to the boat, but the tide's starting to fall a little bit. So that's where we're starting to have some difficulty. But the next high tide, I think, is about 221, 227. So, we'll have to wait and get more people then,
Wait. At this moment, somewhere around 12 o'clock or just afternoon, the National Weather Service says the waters have begun to recede, but it's still going to be difficult and still going to be treacherous. So thank you for your time and for your effort. And please, our thoughts are with you. Be careful.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Teresa Ray is a commercial fisherman and a volunteer firefighter on Ocracoke, forced to evacuate her home this morning.